Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Talk Show. Recorded live.
This show contains mature truth contents. Listener discretion is advised. Attention, corrupt politician and corporate heads, or any dumbass that needs to be taken down. Congratulations, you have just pissed off the loudest thing in Brooklyn. Louis B. is an American and loves liberty, especially his freedom of speech. Declaring war on all bullshit munching. Info Katusha rockets into the enemy's camp. Broadcasting live from the forest of hate. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. And now here's your host, Louis B.
Hey, yo, welcome. This is the last Crotch Shot Radio Show of 2009. Damn, this year went fast. Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war on bullshit. We will do anything and everything we can to expose bullshit. If you are angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. If you can't accept it, then fuck off. I am your host, Louis B. Alrighty, I am your host, Louis B. I do not hold my tongue whatsoever. In fact, I will do anything. I will do. I attack the issues that I don't agree with and drag them into the light. I will do anything and everything to expose anyone who is corrupt and full of shit, no matter what side you are on. Today, I am lucky to be joined with my co-host. Even if I could find his freaking if I could find his damn it, I fucked up. Oops. Well, I'm joined together with Glenn Z. He is a founder of We Are Change New Jersey. He is a synchromystic scholar. He also educates his community of Jersey City through culture jamming and street actions. I am honored to have him, as he is a co-pilot as we drop info nukes on the enemy. Before we get started, as always, we always need a prayer for good radio by the Honorable Reverend X.
In the name of Jesus, repeat it after me, bitch. I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. God Almighty, you know, rule of heaven and earth and every goddamn thing in between. You understand me now? You trust in the devil, huh? Well, if God send the devil in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit, then motherfucker, you fucked up, huh? You fucked up, huh? You know your ass is doomed. What you got to speak? If you don't know shit to speak on this topic I bring up, shut your goddamn ass up. Man, I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. No matter how you come with me, if you down doing what I'm talking about doing, lawyers, and get this book open. Trained in these words to get the poor, the fatherless, and the widows up out of them penitentiaries. Are you down with that? You ain't down with that? Shut your goddamn ass up.
That's right. That is Reverend X.
There we go.
Now we can hear her. Now we're cooking with some gas. How you doing? That is Enemy Combatant on, my co-host.
All right.
Yes.
Very good. Is it loud and clear, or is it fuzzy?
It is loud and clear, my friend.
All right, very good. I'll return. I have to walk a guest out. I shall return in 1 minute.
All righty. Well, while you're doing that, we're gonna jump right into it. We're gonna be talking about the news that you really need to know. Goodness, this year has gone really, really, really fast. It's a breakneck speed. This year has gone, and yet so much shit, so much corruption has happened within this. has happened within this year. Please press the green button on top to listen. There you go. If you're listening on crotchoutradio.com/listen live, what's up? We're gonna jump right into the news here. What we got here on the stacks. Yes. From citizensforlegitimategovernment.org, well, legitgovernment.org. Hundreds of Al-Qaeda militants planning attacks from Yemen, allegedly, from the Times Online. Hundreds of Al-Qaeda militants are planning terror attacks from Yemen, the country's foreign minister said today. Abu Bakr al-Karibi appealed for more help from the international community to help to train and equip counter-terrorist forces. His plea came after an al-Qaeda group based in Yemen claimed responsibility for the failed Christmas Day air. You mean al-Qaeda? Again, I mean, this attempted false flag attack is just screaming. It's screaming inside job to me. The fact that there was all these warnings about this kid, and yet nothing was done. I really don't think that. I really don't think it was meant for him to fail. I think he was supposed to be successful. He was stopped in time because, you know what, citizens are a lot more vigilant nowadays because, hell, no one wants to get blowed up in the air. That kind of sucks. So they're going to be watchful of each other. The fact that – and here's the kicker. The fact that this guy got on in Amsterdam means their flight security is disgusting. How the fuck does it affect us here? Because you know they're talking about taser bracelets for us and scanning our balls and shit. So yeah, we got Vortex. What up, Vortex? He's going to bed after this. Oh, so he's not listening to Christy. All right. So that's the thing that's bugging me. I mean, look, on crotchoutradio.com, we posted an article, which we're going to get into it a little bit more in depth when my co-host gets back here. In fact, we already have the video of taser bracelets from a while back. But underwear bomber renews calls for naked scanners. So we got fact, let me go to this article, Wired.com. So, it gets more intrusive. You mean they fail at protecting us, yet they get more money and more intrusion into our lives. Women can't bring. Titty milk for their children on the plane anymore. You can't bring hair gel. You can't bring toothpaste. You gotta buy that shit on the other side, which gets pretty fucking expensive. So you can't even save no money while traveling anymore. It's disgusting. All right, this is from Wired.com. Underwear bomber renews calls for naked scanners. After an alleged terrorist unsuccessfully tried to detonate his explosive underwear on Christmas Day, flight to Detroit, current and former American officials are now using the failed attack to push for more airport scanners to spot such explosives and a lot more. The Transportation Security Administration in recent years has tried out a series of whole-body imagers to look for threats that typical metal detectors can't find. These systems are the only way that smuggled explosives, like the one officials said was brought on the Christmas flight, can be reliably found. You got to find some way of detecting things in parts of the body that aren't easy to get at, former Homeland Security Chief Michael Chertoff told the Washington Post. It's either pat-downs or imaging. The problem, privacy advocates say, is that a zap from one of these devices amounts to a digital strip search from a system designed to capture, record, and store digital detailed images of individuals undressed. TSA has worked with two basic technologies to upgrade its passenger screening systems. Millimeter wave sensors emit radio frequencies and measures to the difference in radiated energy. The result is a detailed 3D image of the passenger that looks sort of like a photo negative. So you're going to be looking at people's nutsacks.
All right, I'm back, man. Can you still hear me?
Yes, I can still hear you. Yeah, they're going to be because of this failed terrorist attack, they're going to be scanning people's balls.
Well, the info I'm getting on my end is even more incredible. I was just listening to you cover some of the body scanners that they're going to use this attack to justify.
Mm-hmm.
It's just incredible. I mean, I'm really at a loss for words. Let me just catch myself.
I mean, and here's the thing: you're putting these scanners in the hands of the Transportation Security Administration, which are nothing but a bunch of freaking ghetto ass, uneducated GED recipients that don't give a fuck. That you start calling them federal agents, they think they got the power. That they think they're freaking Mulder and Scully, and the truth is in your balls or up your ass.
Well,
come on.
Webster Tarpley put it best. This really, I literally fell out of my seat, Louie.
Mm-hmm.
The Russia Today clip where he says that the underwear bomber was staged.
Yeah, no shit.
He says, you know, it's amazing because he used to work for the government, CIA analyst. And it's amazing because all these people are blowing the whistle, not just on high level issues like 9/11. And the war on terror, but this is one of those incidents that they're trying to hype it up bigger than it actually is. The point is, it's totally staged, in my opinion, the way I've looked at it. I haven't really done much looking into it because I think it's a distraction, but it does serve the purpose to show people how they take one thing and then they just hype it up out of proportion. So that's the important part.
Mm.
I mean, a little personal, from my personal experience, I was at my job, and this lady, this little grandma, you know, scrawny old white lady,
mm-hmm.
walks up to the newspaper section where I'm at by the time clock, and she's like, oh, I love the New York Post. They're so witty with their clever headline, and the cover story was Great Balls of Fire about underwear. And I was like, old lady, get ready to have your rights taken away. And I pointed her to USA Today, which was right next to that paper. And I said, look, airport calls for more body scanners. Associated Press. And she's like, but I like having my rights taken away. So what if they're scanning everyone? I'm not guilty. I have nothing to hide. I'm like, yeah, but it's to set the precedent that you're guilty until proven innocent. All because of some underwear bomber. Who it looks like more and more, the more I look into it, it looks like it was a setup and he was an agent. Because they're saying, Louis, that there was two other people involved. There was an accomplice.
Yeah.
And there was also another guy who was videotaping the whole thing. So there was two other people involved. And this is not being reported on by the mainstream media.
Of course not. I mean, the one guy, the well-dressed man that helped the nutsack.
Even though the witnesses have gone to the mainstream media with this information.
Yeah, and proof that they were on the flight. With proof, I mean.
And the FBI just is there literally intimidating people saying, we came to get info from you. We're not going to tell you anything about us.
Hmm.
So that's the lesson here, folks. I had an argument about this with my boss at my job the other day. He's like, oh, you think everything's a conspiracy? I said, no. It's just that 99% of the time, it leads back to an intelligence operation, a drill gone bad or gone live that is so see-through. And then the witnesses even said that they whispered something along the lines of, you guys can read between the lines and figure out why we're doing this. So they're so arrogant that these agents even let it slip after their underwear bomber, you know, nearly craps his pants trying to set a little packet of gunpowder on fire.
And someone just slapped him and he went, oh, all right, you got me. I mean, come on. He's a Nigerian. They're not that big. We got Vortex in the chat room saying Yemen has the Death Star plans. We must invade.
When Louis told me that they were beating the war drums for Yemen, I said, wait a minute, where did that come from? And then now I understand, because I didn't hear about this bomber situation until recently. Mm. And like I said, they were discussing this at my job, and everyone's so concerned about Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda, look, it's a paper box, it's Al-Qaeda. You know, look, it's an unattended bag, it's Al-Qaeda. I mean, literally, the public is so distracted and unaware of the real bigger picture that they spend all their time talking about, oh, I'm glad the government is out there to protect me from crazy people. See, Glenn, you're just crazy. You're just driving yourself insane with these conspiracy theories. No, you're driving yourself insane by believing the mainstream media bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just the fact is you believe anything. Yeah, I mean, look, there's an old saying, don't piss on my shoes and tell me it's raining. I mean, you start. When you are, I guess, a conspiracy theorist like we are, or when we just start looking into shit, it smells like a rat. If it smells like a rat, then it is a rat. Because it turns out to – I mean, how often can –
Yeah, that's
can
my main point.
Is
look at how many times we get proven right after the fact. Just like I warned people about the body scanners. Over a year and a half ago, we broke the story on this radio show and on my website.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I didn't have the We Are Change blog back then, but I had another blog.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, we know what we're talking about. We can see between the lines. And like I said, you point this out to the average idiot out there at my local A&P or wherever, and they're like, yeah, but I like having my rights taken away. So what if they're spying on my telephone calls?
Well, do you have to – I really hate that line. Well, I don't got nothing to hide. That means I got nothing to worry about.
But that's what I tried to explain to them, is that you don't have to have anything to hide. They can make something up and set you up, just like they set up the underwear bomber.
Yeah, I mean, they you know, a lot of times these people, I mean, I'm tripping over my own tongue today. I got so many thoughts fighting for supremacy to come out my mouth. All right. We all know.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
CIA-trained Al-Qaeda, or Al-Qaeda. Who's to say that some well-dressed dude didn't come up to this guy and say, well, go after America, you get this, you get that.
It's
you know.
The same thing over and over and over again. And my boss started flipping out, Louis. He was like, oh, so you're saying Columbine was staged? I said, well, I'm not saying anything about that. I'm not going to get into that. But if you look at it, yeah. I mean, it came out that the SWAT teams in the local newspapers actually shot some of the kids inside the school. Were they part of the operation? You know, was it part of a larger? I don't know what the real story is there. That's not my issue. But the point is, in all these incidents, it always leads back to some kind of CIA funding or botched intelligence op.
Mm.
I mean, this is just so see-through. Anyone who believes the official story of the underwear bomber,
bottom line, you're a fool and a tool. My question is, was this guy meant to fail? I mean, was he meant to succeed?
Yes, the whole point was to get their body scanners and their taser bracelet agenda through. They're now saying, oh, because this one guy, we now have to ramp it up 10,000-fold. We now have to have shock collars around our...
In fact, I was actually having a discussion with Greg Bishop, who we had on the show. He's a radio show host out in Springfield, Illinois. Basically, we were discussing how the hell does this guy, he gets on unchallenged in Amsterdam, yet it affects us here about security.
Well, I made the analogy, Louis, when I was talking to my coworkers about this. Like I said, they were trying to insist that it was a normal, you know, it was an actual crazy guy, a lone gunman,
sure,
so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. It's never.
But, you know, you try to explain to them that they always do this. They always set people up, and then they act crazy. And then there's always these glaring inconsistencies in the official story that people just seem to ignore for some reason.
Like, but it's never a lone gunman. It's
always the same thing over and over again because they know you won't look into it. They know you're just going to sit back and take it.
Hmm.
It's not enough that they have face scanning cameras. It's not enough that they have bomb sniffing dogs. It's not enough.
It's not enough
that
you
have a smell wand that they now can not only metal scan you, but they can detect if you're carrying weed or any other substance on you. I mean, just total control, total tyranny.
Oh man! It's not enough. You got to freaking you already damn near got to get your ass naked. You can't like I was saying before. You can't. Women can't have any breast milk for their babies.
Just Google L.A. Times body scanner pornography or porn, or matter of fact, just Google body scanner porn. And you'll find articles where the security guards are joking how they pass around nude images of you and me, like trading cards.
Sure.
Porno. Passenger porno. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, people are really starting to wake up.
Oh, dude. All right, look, I just found this article.
People are really starting to wake up when they realize that they can't fly anymore without having some kind of probe shoved up their ass.
Wow. Dude, this article from the Daily Mail UK, child porn fears scupper airport nude x-ray scans.
Can you read that headline one more time?
Child porn fears scupper airport nude x-ray scans. Airport security chiefs have been banned from subjecting children to a controversial new x-ray scanner that produces naked pictures of passengers because of legal warnings the image may break child pornography laws. The full-body scanner, which can spot weapons and explosives hidden under clothing, was launched with great fanfare at Manchester Airport last week. But, well, this is dated October 18, 2009.
Meanwhile, the United Nations is running giant kidnapping rings along with Halliburton and DynCorp. Continue.
Yep. But now, the system due to begin operating at full capacity at Manchester's Terminal 2 next week. Security chiefs have been told no one under 18 can be subject to the new checks. Child protection experts have warned that the image produced by the RapiScan machines may break the law, which prevents the creation of an indecent image or pseudo image of a child. The legislation, the Protection of Children Act 1978, could potentially have led to security officers facing criminal charges from doing their jobs by examining the images. Airport bosses had originally intended to allow children to be scanned during the 12-month trial if their parents gave consent.
So if you want to smuggle drugs into the country, just give it to your 5-year-old nephew.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, and then they'll just be passed right through. Jesus. But they changed their minds after they were approached by the civil rights group Actions on Rights for Children, which has campaigned against the use of body scanners on children. The group argues the machines are disproportionately intrusive and remove a child's right to dignity, particularly given that many youngsters are sensitive about their bodies. Last night, a Manchester airport spokesperson confirmed that all staff had been told not to allow children to be scanned by the new equipment, he said. Our lawyers and child welfare groups have warned us this is a legal gray area. We do not want to open ourselves to our staff to possibility of legal action. We have decided children will not be subject to these scans and will continue to face normal security checks. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to smuggle explosives.
Red alert, loophole.
You want to smuggle explosives? Give it to your kid. Set his ass on fire. No one's going to stop him.
Every day I'm smuggling.
I'm not getting scanned, and I'm smuggling bombs. I'm a blowing up planes. I'm always blowing up planes.
Louis, I think Obama just put you on a watch list for saying that.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised, but I'm not flying nowhere. I'm taking a boat.
And people are still in denial. Like I said, people think it's cute. People think corruption is funny because of all the sitcoms and all the videos that they watch in the mainstream media in Hollywood, and they think that it's funny that they're doing all this to us. Do you understand how real this is? I mean, people make little jokes. And especially, it's amazing now that the dam is finally breaking on 9/11 because of conspiracy theory with Jesse Ventura and other things in the mainstream media finally talking about it. Finally, the commissioners are writing books about how it's a cover-up from the very beginning. It's all going to come out eventually. I mean, the conspiracy culture is now mainstream. It's now taking over the mainstream culture. Can you talk about that, Louis?
The what?
How the conspiracy culture is becoming mainstream. We're taking over the issues.
I think it was just bound to happen. I mean, there's so many of us, so many other people are questioning.
Like, you know how Fox News used to be all supportive of Bush, and now that Obama's in office, they see conspiracies everywhere.
Yeah, well, you know, here's the thing. I mean, we're becoming well-known. I mean, the conspiracy theories are well-known.
And they're well backed and well researched.
Well backed, well researched. I mean, it's become unfortunately pop culture. We've entered conspiracy theories and theorists and have become pop culture so much so that
maybe we could start making some money. The 2000 era, you know, the last 10 years have been filled with conspiracy theories that just won't go away.
Exactly. Well, hey. Guess what? We are now, there's so many of us, it's so well known that, hey, maybe we can make some money off of these kooks. You know?
That's exactly what Alex Jones said, and that's what I said when people asked me about the conspiracy show. How come they let it on air? It's because they run everything. They don't care that people like you and me go on air and say stuff like this because...
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, when it comes to conspiracy theory, what I'm afraid of...
We're just a little ripple in the ocean is what I'm saying.
I mean, yeah, I mean, what I'm afraid of with shows like Conspiracy Theory and various other truthers that have shows and stuff like that, that, you know, anybody that's allowed to get famous...
People just see it as entertainment.
Yeah, let me get my point out. What I'm afraid of with people that are allowed to get big, especially with the conspiracy genre, is that they are the controlled opposition. So, I mean, you still got to be careful.
Well, we control our own opposition. My point is we have the right to choose. We have the choice to be deceived or to go with our instincts and find out the truth for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. That is true. And
don't take what anybody says.
Exactly.
Face value.
Yeah, it's your own responsibility, and that's the thing. Most people don't take responsibility. They just take whatever somebody says at face value because they like, well, I agree with what he said before, so this must be right. Don't
just
do that.
Like people are waking up to Obama. Well, he lied about everything.
I mean, speaking about people waking up, I saw that video. That you saw that light just coming up in their head, like what?
The woman, right?
Yeah, dude, that was
Well, yeah, that's why all the debunkers are posting these comments, and it just makes me laugh, Louie. I used to be a 9/11 truther. You people are kooks. It's a money cult.
And we're not
making any money off of it.
That is true. I mean, there are some truthers, and there are some groups that me and you have talked about on the show at length that are using this movement to make money. But, I mean, when it's a... But with We Are Change New Jersey, and I'm pretty sure there are other groups, you guys just print it up, print up black and white stuff out of your own pockets. You bring it to Journal Square, and you pass them out, and you're waking up people, and you're having real success. You're having real responses. People are not coming up to you trying to argue with you like in New York. People don't spit at you guys. People just say, so what do you believe? They ask questions. They don't attack. That's the hilarious thing.
Yeah, we got all the janitors on our side, all the Port Authority conductors, train conductors on our side. We have cops, firefighters. We have college professors. I mean, you name it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my next step for the coming years, to really show people how we're a community. Because people still hating on the videos that I just put out, saying, oh, you guys are crazy. Chemtrails don't exist. People are trying to debunk that. How do you debunk weird checkerboard patterns in the sky? I mean, you morons out there clearly are in denial. I mean, how do you defend whether global warming is real or not? How do you defend, because that's their excuse for spraying chemtrails to fight global warming.
Right.
Meanwhile, they're probably causing global warming and cooling. They're the ones causing all of it, is my point. I mean, why don't we investigate that further? Let's just call it a conspiracy theory and put it on the shelf and not talk about it.
Yeah,
every time it's a sunny day, every time it's a blue sky, you see these lines up in the sky. It's totally unnatural.
Yeah, what is that? Yeah,
totally ruining everything. And people are like, well, that's America. We just got to sit back and enjoy the lines up in the sky.
Oh, no. But that's the thing. People started questioning that so much so that they had to answer it and make up a story that, oh, well, it's to protect us from global warming.
No, it's to conduct HAARP research projects where they can transmit electromagnetic impulses through the chemicals that they spray in the stratosphere and atmosphere to then mind control everyone. I mean, that's the first episode of Jesse Ventura's show, is how they can use it to not only control the weather, they can actually use it to control your mind frequency. And they can beam thoughts into your brain. I mean, talk about totalitarianism. They can project songs and thoughts into your... And it's now being admitted on TV. Psychotronic weapons that Zbigniew Brzezinski writes about in his books and others, where they can use mind control beams from afar.
Sure.
I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is science fiction, but this is reality. They're now admitting that they have all this technology. It's just amazing, lady, because I used to get emails about this crap. I had to block out my email spam filter because people sent me messages from all over the world saying, oh, I saw your website, or, you know, I saw your 9/11 truth presentation, whatever. Please help. The government's trying to kill me. They're trying to send space beams into my brain. But now you find out it's all true. It's all being thrown in our face right now. And I'm really afraid, Louie. And then we should take a break and then maybe go to call. We have any callers.
Damn, dude. Yeah, we're really late. I wasn't even paying attention.
But
yeah.
My point is, my final point before we go to break is, they're really gearing us up hard right now. And I believe, and I'm going to make a video about this, I think we're really being geared up for alien life right now. They're about to throw it in our face that aliens have been here the whole time. You know, they invented cell phones. They invented cable, Fios. Verizon Fios, you know, it's just all going to be thrown in our face like they're the good guys. Just do what the aliens tell you and nobody gets hurt.
Yeah. Anyways, we're going to take a quick break. This is the Karate Shot Radio Show. Damn, we're late. Kicking the issues in the balls. Please stay with us. And, yeah, have fun. This segment of the Karate Shot Radio Show was sponsored by No Sweat. 100% union-made apparel. Just check them out. Go to thekarateshotradioshow.com and click the top banner. That is No Sweat Apparel. When you go there, tell them the Karate Shot Radio Show sent you.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Cross Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
This holiday season, instead of thinking of which fucking iPod to buy and rushing to stores and crushing Walmart employees, here's something to think about. Read from the Citizens Rulebook, a summary of the Communist Manifesto. Communist Manifesto represents a misguided philosophy which teaches the citizens to give up their rights for the sake of the common good. But it always...
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now... the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan. And I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me. And you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Ends in a police state. This is called preventative justice. Control is the key concept.
These are 10 points to look out.
Abolition of private property. Heavy progressive income tax. Abolition of all rights of inheritance. Confiscation of property of all immigrants and rebels. A central bank. Government control of communications and transportation. Government ownership of factories and agriculture. Government control of labor. Corporate farms, regional planning. Government control of education. Can anyone see this happening now in the United States, in the Constitutional Republic of the United States? Something to think about. Happy holidays from the Karate Shot Radio Show. When you visit the Karate Shot Radio Show website, please make it a habit to click on two or three of the small Google ads. Google pays Karate Shot Radio a few cents per click-through. We know that Google is a mainstream outfit, but we are using their tools in order to spread the truth. Please visit KarateShotRadio.com every day.
Are you tired of all the bullshit in the world? It's time for political correctness is over. Listen to the Karate Shot Radio Show, hosted by Louis B. with Benny Carnero and Enemy Combatant, live Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern on KarateShotRadio.com.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials. No more busy singles waiting on hold or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order, which you can redeem for prizes. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Karate Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69. For an additional 2,000 bonus points, only from Delivery.com. Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m.,
only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter. Believe it or not, you can get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27.
One, two, ready, go.
Obama, 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 Obama,
Obama. Cause I gotta cry.
I'm Barack Obama. He's the same day.
Yes, we can.
This is Glenn Z. Are you sick and tired of all the mindless Obama worship in the mainstream media? If so, please consider visiting my website, www.wearechangenewjersey.org.
Welcome back to the Crutch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We're doing news and commentary on this, our final show of 2009. We'll be back in 2010 on Friday for the first show.
That is if the world is still here.
Yes. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end. Yeah. So, anyways, yeah. So, strap in, shut your mouth, listen in. If you want to call in,
No, speak up. Please call in, guys.
Speak up. Please call in. This is the number.
Call the Crutch Shot Radio Show now at 724-444-7444. Call ID 23980.
That is right. Yeah, we're getting all these like freaking anonymous people coming in listening. Thanks for checking us out.
Out the blog too, crotchshotradio.com, or my website. I'm coming in. I mirror a lot of the stories on Louie's blog. We Are Change New Jersey, spelled out. newjersey.com. I mean .org.
Mm-hmm.
And going back to where we started out from at the top of the hour.
Yeah, dude.
You know, to reiterate the funniest thing I've ever heard on mainstream TV, Webster Tarpley, you know, hitting the nail on the head, calling the head of Department of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, Mrs. Napolitano Incompetano Totalitariano.
Damn.
Because, I mean, even though he's being hilarious, sarcastic, he just slips it in there nonchalantly. Webster Tarpley is one of the wittiest people out there. He's a very underrated investigative journalist, and he's hilarious.
Yes,
but
he is.
Maybe he picked the wrong, you know, just like James David Manning. He should have been a comedian on HBO. But anyway, you know, I mean, he has a point there. These people are just reacting so furiously, just like I told you they would over a year and a half ago. They would have body scanners that take full three-dimensional naked images, including your inner organs if they feel like it, in case they think that you're swallowed a bag full of cocaine or something.
Mm.
But
nothing
the point
wrong with
is
that.
You know, whether or not you think it keeps you safe is besides the point. They're going to use it against you. They can make up some fake story. Like, look, we found something on you that we just planted.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's just stop making excuses for the police state. That's why we have a poll up on WeAreChangeNewJersey.org right now. Will you stop flying if airports upgrade their security to high-tech police state technology? So far, 57% are against it, meaning that they say, yes, I will stop flying. if they continue to do these security measures. And 43% said no, they will not stop flying. So, but there's only seven votes. So
yeah.
Go to wearechangenewjersey.org,
yeah.
Vote in the poll, check out all the webs, the web links that Louis, some of them was covering earlier about the body scanner, Chicago Tribune, Wired Magazine, USA Today is where I first heard about it yesterday, like I said, at my job when I tried to point it out to a brainwashed customer. Look, lady, you're going to prepare to lose your rights. There's no privacy. They're going to be taken unconstitutional. See, they say it's less invasive, but it's actually more invasive.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't
because it's a full image, and then they keep it in a database.
Hey, look, this is what I always say. You could kiss my ass, but please don't scan my ass and keep it for posterity.
So, very important report. Foiled underwear bomber is intelligence patsy. Russia Today covered the interview with Webster Tarpley, who was blowing the whistle, saying this is an obvious inside job. This is an obvious false flag operation. Obvious excuse for tyranny and more surveillance systems to be put into place. And then the other one that people are furious, they're going ape over, Louis.
Wait, which one ape?
People are actually sending in letters to Ben Stein demanding an apology, that he apologized.
Oh, yeah, no, he was totally out of line.
For, that comment.
He freaking used a race card on this one.
And it's not even called Jews a race.
Rompo was just asking the question, why are they attacking us? Why are they planning?
And Ben Stein admits that we're basically Israel's bitch.
And that's ridiculous, really. I mean,
like, he just blew his own cover there.
Yeah, I mean, look. This is I always have this point. It's ridiculous.
Former speech
why can't we? Yeah, why
Nixon
can't we find out where? Yeah, Nixon and Reagan, I think. That's the problem with us is we don't mind our own fucking business. If Israel wants to fight, let Israel fight, man. Stop paying them.
And Ben Stein openly says the government's our daddy, the government's our mommy. They're supposed to take care of us.
Yeah.
You know, big government. I love socialism. And Ron Paul's just like laughing, saying, you know, you're being ridiculous.
Yeah, I think Ben Stein did it. I think that was all by design, because in the middle you see the Democrat. She's all peaceful. She's like keeping her mouth shut. She's like,
Well, exactly. That's the point that my friend made when I first brought this up to him. He's like, well, exactly. It's not supposed to go anywhere. It's supposed to keep you locked into a box. It's not a real debate. It's on purpose. They're it's all basically psyops, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
It's all a big show. It's a circus.
It's really it's disgusting. I mean,
when Louis told me we're going into Yemen, I said, where did
yeah.
that come from? Holy
exactly.
crap. And then, now,
they'll beat
and then now it turns out that they were beating the war drums at least 2 to 3 weeks ago, and we just picked up on this.
Yeah.
The BBC and other news organizations were saying Yemen is the next target before the underwear bomber even took place. So they were conditioned. They're massaging it. They're slowly cooking us in it. You know, first it was Iran. Now it's Yemen, and slowly it becomes serious.
Yeah, we're not gonna be able to fight no three, four wars, man, at the same time.
That's what it seems like they're doing. They're trying to slowly introduce us to new countries that you know, just make up some threat.
Join the army, see the world, kill exotic peoples. Yes, that should be on the new thing. The few, the proud, the rapists.
Stealing oil, stealing gold, and selling opium back to the American idiots to watch American Idol while the country goes down.
Every day we're hustling. Every day we're hustling.
I mean, do you understand the level? I mean, I am just going out of my mind, Louis. It's the end of 2010, and people are just beginning to get it. They're just beginning to understand that Obama's no different from Bush. Just beginning to realize that it's Bush's third term. Just beginning to realize that he's gone beyond Bush and Cheney. By the way, he's cousins with both Bush and Cheney. If you don't believe me, just Google Barack Obama cousins with Cheney and Bush. Just look it up. It's on YouTube. It's on my channel. I know it sounds unbelievable. If you're a new listener and you're listening to this information for the first time, I know it sounds unbelievable. It's meant to be over the top. Everything that's happening right now is just so insane. And then Ben Stein openly exposes the whole Israeli, you know, Zionist agenda. The New World Order, it's over for the New World Order. They're basically shooting themselves in their foot. They may have had a lot of victories, but in the long term, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. I mean, we have a great analysis by Tenebris T. Many of you who are familiar with the Patriot Movement and are familiar with YouTube and you know, the MySpace revolution going on right now on the social networking site of the InfoWar, he has a great video about the agendas. And it's the same thing at my job, Louie. I try to explain to people that no matter if this is a real underwear bomber or not, and by the way, I don't want to spend any more time on that because it's such a clear-cut case of provocateur terrorism.
Yeah, no, yeah, of course. I mean, this guy was set up.
You know, there's an agenda behind the fact.
This kid was a retard. In all actuality, this kid was probably dumb as a box of rocks. Somebody came up to him like, "Yeah, you know, you're gonna catch 70 virgins if you blow up this," and he ended up burning the hairs off his balls. And
just like Homeland Security tried setting me up, and people think I'm a liar about that. They tried to recruit me to do low-level spying on people, and now it's just instead of targeting heads of We Are Change, instead of coming after Glenn Zarmanov, now they're just coming after everybody. They're going after innocent small business owners. They just catch them on some IRS legal loophole or something and say, okay, you're going to Guantanamo now. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, that is the level of corruption that we have reached in 2009. I mean, Louis, if there's any way that I'm going to remember this year, it's the year that America died. I mean, officially.
Officially. Well,
There's no turning back at this point. We have to defeat the globalists. We have to come together against the left-right paradigm, against the black versus white paradigm. We have another video. I'm surprised this one doesn't have any hits.
Yeah,
about
I mean,
the black kid talking about, you know, how we have to come together, and it's not the politicians. I mean, we have to use simple, very simple, slick, well-produced concepts. We have to explain basics to people. I mean, I spend most of my time trying to convince people of what's already admitted to be true. You know, people can't admit to themselves, Louis, that it's Obama's war now.
People are like, oh, it's all George Bush's fault. He gave all these problems to Obama. Poor Obama. He's my hero, but he just had all these problems.
No, he's a war criminal. Even Cynthia McKinney has said, forget about the color of skin. Obama has decided to seal his own fate by continuing the war crimes, escalating them, instead of prosecuting and stopping the war and bringing people to justice. So it's like Louis said, you could make your own enemies, and clearly Obama has set himself up for doom. And they're going to dispose of him and then blame everything on black people. Do you understand?
I mean, look, they set black people up to fail by letting nigga Charlie run and fuck shit up.
Oh, it's the first black president.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the first caramel coffee-colored president.
Oh, my goodness. What's next? It's going to be what's next? They're going to put Sotomayor as the next
first
president?
Lilliput, the first dwarf president.
They're going to put Sotomayor as the next president and make Puerto Ricans look bad.
The first deaf president. The first blind president. Maybe we could put David Patterson in there.
Yeah, and he's going to tax. Then he'll really tax the fuck out of us. Oh, then we're going to start worrying about getting taxed.
I mean, ladies and gentlemen, the Russians are talking about putting flying a monkey to Mars. I mean, and of course, anyone who gets it, you know, all the comments are jokes about it. We should send George Bush or we should send Barack Obama because people are starting to get it.
Yeah.
They're all bad. And whether you believe aliens exist.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
They're not. Is besides the point. Humans can be proven to be fucking other humans over for a buck.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
is. I mean, we only talk about what we can prove, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, there's all sorts of conspiracy theories out there claiming that we were created by aliens or aliens are really running things. I don't know. I can't prove it to be true. What I can prove is that Obama lied about everything. I can prove that Obama equals Black Bush.
Yeah, who's... Yeah. We're screwed.
No, just like my boss. Oh, why do you get so fired up about this? What, you're driving yourself crazy with all these conspiracy theories.
Yeah, well, the
no,
thing is, you know,
you're driving yourself crazy by denying what I'm saying is true and lying to yourself.
I mean, my question is, okay, let's say
like Troy from West Virginia.
Yeah, let's say it's burning when you pee. Do you just ignore it? Like, yo, why are you getting yourself all worked up because it's burning when you're peeing? Or you go to the doctor, you try to get something fixed.
But people don't like it when you give them a political diagnosis.
Yeah, no, of course not. What we're trying to do is trying to fix the system. Because,
you know, no matter what you say, Louis, he's Black. But he's Black.
Yeah.
But no matter what you say, Obama.
Hey, you know what I say?
Obama, mama.
Well, you know what they say is like, look, I'm just as colored as his ass, and I think he's doing a fucked up job.
Just get be prepared to lose your rights, and don't say we didn't warn you, because again, we broke the.
Oh, I ain't losing my rights. I'm not losing my rights. I die free.
And most people are just going to go right along with it. The good news is, I want to switch gears for a minute and cover this article from Associated Press, Yahoo News. High expectations, states weigh in on marijuana reform, by Rachel Licorti, Associated Press. Washington State is one of four states where measures to legalize and regulate marijuana have been introduced, and about two dozen other states are considering bills ranging from medical marijuana to decriminalizing possession for recreational use. So we are seeing a huge sweeping effort right now across the land to finally get with the times, open up the market for hemp and marijuana to be produced so we can have a clean, green economy, we can help dying sick people, and stop pretending that people don't smoke it. Oh, let's just say it's illegal. The most useful, you know, and...
Yeah.
And
Let's pretend three of our last three presidents.
Like nothing makes sense anymore. And I want to go back. I said I wouldn't talk about this anymore, but I want to go back to the underwear bombing.
Underwear bombing, yeah.
Just for 1 minute and make the analogy that I think I started it earlier, but I didn't finish the thought. That's like all the evidence on the underwear guy having no passport and all that. The foreknowledge. That's like if I were to tell my boss at my deli, Louie, hey, you know what? I got this rancid package of meat, and if I serve it to the customers, it'll poison the people, and it's proven to poison people because the expiration date is right on it, and it's over a month expired. So it's probably pretty bad meat. You know, I shouldn't serve it, right?
Yeah.
And then, my boss goes, you know what? He inspects the package. He looks at the expiration date. He says, you know what? It is expired. Maybe we should serve it.
Sure.
I mean, that's exactly what they did with the underwear bomber. Oh, he doesn't have a passport. He looks like a terrorist. He smells like a terrorist. His father even ratted him out, saying that my son is involved in terrorism. And yet they led him onto the plane, just like marijuana, proven to be the most useful plant ever. You know, medicine, agriculture, fuel, industry, textiles, name it. And yet we pretend like it's this evil disease that needs to be eradicated. I mean, does that make sense, the analogy with the ranch?
Yeah, and the thing is, all right.
It's known if we let this guy on the plane.
If I can make a point here. My own family believes whatever the TV tells them. You know, on the Spanish station, they're selling the Census 2010 hard. They're selling it hard. My grandmother turns to me. She's like, "I'm gonna need you to help me fill that out." I'm like, "I'm not doing it. I'm not filling it out."
People love filling out surveys. They love. It's like a game to them.
I'm like, and I'm like, "Well, she said, well, it's the law." I'm like, "No, it is not the law."
See, exactly. They have you so conditioned where if you think the wrong thing, just like 9/11, Louis. Oh, you're a terrorist.
Yeah, no, and then I say.
Or by thinking.
No, it's dangerous. You can't do that. It's dangerous.
You can't talk about 9/11.
You're just immature for saying.
Even though everyone says never forget.
Never forget, you know, that. And united we stand, yet everyone still hates each other. So.
you're just a conspiracy theorist.
Oh, no,
Guantanamo Bay. They should send you to Guantanamo, Louis.
Yeah, there's that.
That's America.
Or you're immature. You know, you should wake up. They tell me to wake up.
What's wrong with you conspiracy people? Exactly. They say, you're just buying into a conspiracy cult.
And you're not?
It's like, no, I've done the investigation, no matter what the issue is, whether it's vaccines or 9/11.
You don't think the government lies to you? Don't think
and I found lies. Out that basically it's all bullshit.
Yeah, I'm telling you what, when that survey comes, I'm ripping it up. I don't care.
And there's so much happening. I mean, the secret police are out in full force. I mean, little kids are being trained to spy on their parents and confiscate weapons from veterans. I mean, there's so many things happening right now. How can one man even keep up with it all? How can one man even articulate? I mean, we do this out of our back pocket, ladies and gentlemen. This is a very modest setup that we have going here. The website, the equipment that we use, you know, compared to the government, we are little cavemen on our little caveman computers. But we are having an effect. You can't let the desperation and
Jesus,
you know, you
Christ.
Can't let that settle in. You have to keep your chin above water. You have to realize that you can have an effect in your community. You can wake up your neighbors and friends. And that's my point before we go to break again.
Yep.
My final point is that we don't need to follow leaders. We need to seize on the information and become our own leaders in our community. And people are starting to recognize Louis B. People are starting to recognize Glenn Z. They're starting to recognize all the actions that we've done in the past and how this momentum is just building and building and the website hits are exploding. I'm getting over 40,000 hits for the month of December for We Are Change New Jersey. You know, 1,000, 2,000 hits per day almost now. It's just expanding. And if you're still in denial about what we've been saying, just don't say we didn't warn you when the rape fest comes to your front door.
Exactly. We're freaking Metallica playing in the background.
Yeah, and Skull and Bones with guys with goatees and devil mustaches.
Yeah, that's hilarious. All right, well, anyway, this is the Crush Out Radio Show, Kicking the Issues in the Balls. We'll be right back after these messages. This segment of the Crush Out Radio Show was sponsored by No Sweat, 100% union-made apparel. Just check them out. Go to thecrushoutradioshow.com and click the top banner, that is No Sweat Apparel. When you go there, tell them the Crush Out Radio Show sent you.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Cross Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
This holiday season, instead of thinking of which fucking iPod to buy and rushing to stores and crushing Walmart employees, here's something to think about. Read from the Citizens Rulebook, a summary of the Communist Manifesto. Communist Manifesto represents a misguided philosophy which teaches the citizens to give up their rights for the sake of the common good. But it always ends in a police state. This is called preventative justice. Control is the key concept. These are 10 points to look out. Abolition of private property. Heavy progressive income tax. Abolition of all rights of inheritance. Confiscation of property of all immigrants and rebels. A central bank. Government control of communications and transportation. Government ownership of factories and agriculture. Government control of labor. Corporate farms. Regional planning. Government control of education. Can anyone see this happening now in the United States, in the Constitutional Republic of the United States? Something to think about. Happy holidays from the Crotch Shot Radio Show. When you visit the Crotch Shot Radio Show website, please make it a habit to click on two or three of the small Google ads. Google pays Crotch Shot Radio a few cents per click-through. We know that Google is a mainstream outlet, but we are using their tools in order to spread the truth. Please visit CrotchShotRadio.com every day. Are you tired of all the bullshit in the world? The time for political correctness is over. Listen to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, hosted by Louis B. with Betty Carnero and Enemy Combatant, live Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern on CrotchShotRadio.com. Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials. No more busy singles waiting on hold or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order which you can redeem for prices. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com. Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter. Believe it or not, you could get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27.
1, 2, ready, go.
Obama, 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 Obama,
Obama. Cause I gotta cry.
Barack Obama, he's the
savior. This is Glenn Z. Are you sick and tired of all the mindless Obama worship in the mainstream media? If so, please consider visiting my website, www.wearechangenewjersey.org.
What's next for me to learn?
You know, Louie.
Yes, welcome back to the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
I think they're going to use that against you somehow. Is there one of those ads, the $27, is that some kind of Freemasonic number there? They're gonna say you were Freemasons, Louie.
Damn it.
Everything's a conspiracy, Louie.
Shit, and they got pictures of me throwing up devil signs.
But you know what's interesting? I mean, on that note, people are really beginning to talk about Kanye West and Rihanna being Satanists. What do you think about that? I'm seeing that all over mainstream media. TMZ, you know, Perez Hilton is talking about it. They're all talking about Illuminati and occultism now. What do you think about that?
That fairy's talking about that?
I mean, people are beginning to realize that these celebrities really have sold their soul to the devil.
I mean, look, I just saw that video by Mark Dice talking about Steve
Oakley. It's incredible. It's all being admitted.
It's like now, I mean, it's not that it's being admitted. It's just that now people have educated themselves to be able to see it. It's like they put on the sunglasses and now they're seeing what's really going on.
I hope so.
Yeah. Me too. I hope so too, you know?
I want to plug a couple events.
Yeah, go ahead. Plug them. I already put them on the crotchoutradio.com/events.
Wonderful, wonderful. Are we, we've got a lot of listeners in the chat? Because I haven't been looking at it.
No one in the talk show chat. We got some people in the,
I'm going there right now.
We got some people in the, Crotch Shot Radio Listen Live Chat.
Hey, if you're just tuning in, Glenn Z, a.k.a. Enemy Combatant, which actually I adopted because of Mark Dice.
He
put out a video, like, what is it, four, 5, 6 years ago?
Damn.
When he first woke me up to 9/11 truth.
Really, he's the one?
Well, he's one of them. He's the one who inspired me to go to my school and hand out DVDs to the children and educate them, my high school. Because he just went in there, didn't think about it, just confident, headstrong, said, look, this is the information. I'm here to warn you. What are you going to do about it? And so I got a sense of desperation. I got a sense of urgency. I realized, you know what? Who cares if people laugh at Glenn Zarmanoff? Who cares if people post comments on my YouTube videos saying I'm crazy? I know I'm speaking the truth. I know I'm for real. And the bottom line is it's over. The time for debate is over. Everyone needs to unify for 9/11 truth. We need to unify against the New World Order. Firefighters for 9/11 truth. Police for 9/11 truth. We need to come together as the American people and say no. So, you know,
with Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Please come out to our events, the 11th of the month, of course, for 9/11 Truth, started by truthaction.org. Each 11th of the month around the world, people take action. In Journal Square, we're going to be here in Jersey City doing our thing. So that event is on Facebook.
Yeah,
the last Sunday, of course, as well, we do anti-war demonstration. We give out food and clothing to the homeless at the end of the month.
Yeah. We got a caller from New York. New York, what's up? Got a caller from New York.
And there's one more event I want to plug.
Yeah, we got a caller from New York calling from there. Speak up. Got a caller from New York. New York is not... hung up.
I'm looking at the comments. People said, did you mention Rothschild depicted as Jesus?
Yeah,
he does kind of look Jesus-y with his beard.
No, actually, Vortex sent me a video from the Alex Jones show of some magazine.
What's up? We got Miguel in the chat room.
Miguel. Miguel? Miguelito?
Feel free to call in. We talked about the underwear bomber a little bit in the first hour. Right now we're getting into open discussion, kind of just whatever's on the blog. Feel free to call in, of course.
Yeah.
It's amazing what's happening. We're just closing out the year, kind of reviewing all the ups and downs. Mostly it's been downs.
Yeah, pretty
But there
much.
Have been a couple high points. including the corruption ring. But no matter what it is, it's a double-edged sword. You know,
yeah,
there's,
I mean,
there's
look,
good and the bad.
Yeah, I mean, look, global warming has most definitely probably gotten beaten. So, yeah.
2009. I mean, what can I say, Louis?
Yeah.
I mean, we've had enormous victories in terms of waking people up, and we continue to be more successful, like you were saying, engaging people in actual thought and actual discussion instead of just bullying people, which is why We Are Change New York gets hated on.
Yeah.
Because they... I don't even know. I don't want to even go there. The point is we need to unify for 2010. We need to stop ninnying fighting over non-issues, these little cliques within the truth movement, these little, you know, just, it's not a social club, okay? It's not a money-making club either. If that's what you're in it for, then you don't belong in the 9/11 truth.
We got someone that wants to get called, so this could be one of those Craigslist things. So. Enjoy.
We're getting a call?
Please leave your message for
pussies. Never mind. I posted an ad. We got Christy in the chat room.
So V is Vortex.
V is Vortex. Christy is
V for Vendetta.
V for Vendetta.
I mean, the overall message to walk away with, listeners, is we are the new media. People are not paying attention to the TV and newspapers anymore because it's full of lies. People are turning to the internet, and I have all these debunkers, you know, i.e. trolls on YouTube saying, oh, 9/11 truth is bad. I used to be a truther. Now I'm not a truther because you people are liars. I mean, clearly we are having a major impact, you know, pissing people off. People are noticing that we're not going to stop. So that's my message, is unify, accelerate. You know, we are the change we want to see in the world. The fact that people are tuning in to Louis B. and Glenn Z. for advice is just astounding.
Somebody actually came up to me and was like, Louis B., I hear you on the show all the time, and I need to know, what do you do when you have that not-so-fresh feeling? And I tell him, Glenn, you have to start using Cheese Away.
Use Febreze.
Febreze on your balls. Disgusting.
I mean, matter of fact, that's funny that you mentioned that. I actually posted a video. It's in the Crotch Shot archives from about a year ago. Who has the smoothest balls in the world? Headline, and it was a Gillette commercial about shaving your balls.
Hey, you know what? I'm all for shaving your balls. I shave my balls once a week.
Yeah, you got see, because this is their catchphrase of the video. You could say when the bush is trimmed, the tree looks taller.
Well, yeah. That besides that, but you know, when you sweat, you know, you stay fresher for longer. And you know, let's say you're with a young
and
lady
plus,
friend.
Yeah, there's no pubes to pick out with toothpicks.
Yeah.
pubic cubes.
Yeah, you know, and you don't want to be choking them out with the smell of burnt meat, disgustingness, and sweat getting up in our eyes. It's just nastiness.
Well, exactly, Vortex. That's exactly what I say to people. Vortex says in the chat, "Truth overthrows the not so fresh feeling." Exactly. Every time I see people on the street and they're reading a newspaper, I say, here, try some truth for once. Put down the propaganda. Try some truth for once. I mean, we need to teach people to stop depending on the media. We need to teach people that we are the ones that they should be listening to. We are the average people. We're the common people. Who are you going to believe? Are you going to believe big government? Are you going to believe big pharma that writes the healthcare takeover bill? I mean, who do you think runs all these scams? Who do you think made up global warming? The oil companies. Everything is backwards. I mean, you try to explain this to people, just like the NRA is actually a gun control advocacy group.
Yeah, ain't that?
And people are like, what do you mean? Well, you look it up and you realize they're all about big government.
Yeah, ain't that fucking hilarious though? It's like the very people that want to protect your rights.
But that's with everything.
Yeah.
Everywhere you look, it's just the opposite of what you expected. You know, if Obama says one thing, if Ben Bernanke says one thing, you should do the exact opposite. That's the way you beat these people.
Exactly.
We have a great video from about a week ago about a gentleman, his YouTube channel, Expose the Frauds, youtube.com/ExposeTheFrauds. He's talking about Tim Geithner, how he's a liar, how clearly if you want to succeed in the economy right now, just do the opposite of what he's telling you to do.
Yeah, right? I mean, I say that about Obama. Hey, if you want to succeed in life, do the complete opposite of what nigga Charlie's trying to tell you to do. Oh, and
Ben Bernanke is a hairy man bear pig, just like Al Gore, just they're just disgusting. I have trouble looking at these people, Louie.
I have trouble even listening to what the fuck they gotta say.
Exactly. I was listening to Obama's press conference about the underwear bomber earlier today, and I could barely. I mean, it's just all robotically. They're just stating the obvious. They don't actually give you anything to go on.
Hello, everyone. This is Nigga Charlie. And
evening, Mr. Nigga
the facts
Charlie.
Are in that there was an incident. Allegedly, a bomber tried to detonate some powder, and that is the situation. I'm not taking questions. This
what?
Interview is over.
Your mother!
You know, what did he tell us that we didn't know already?
Sure. Well, actually, from what I heard is, I heard that in that small speech, he admitted it without saying it, that the government does jack shit for you.
Well, that's my point. That was my first point of contention with my boss when they were talking about the underwear guy. I was like, look, how can I believe anything that the government says now? They've lost all credibility.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how am I crazy when they're the ones using it as an excuse to install taser bracelets? I mean, are you going to get on an airplane, Louie, if they force you to wear a shock collar?
Oh, hell no.
What I thought.
I'll fucking ride a bike. I'll ride a bicycle.
Yeah, to China, across the ocean.
Hey, you know, they had those
bikes. An underwater bicycle.
No, they had those bicycles. You
powered
know,
by solar energy.
How's that? I would think O2... H-O-O-2-O or H-H-O, Brown's gas.
H1N1 fuel.
Yeah, H1N1 fuel, or grounded up aborted baby fetuses. That's going to be the next...
I mean, and that's another point, actually, that I want to make before we end this year, is that everything has been reduced to sound bites. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Everything is now three or four letters long. 9/11, you know, WTC, what else? TARP. Everything is reduced to acronyms now. Nobody
That's a sound clip right there.
Nobody bothers to use real language anymore. Everything is LOL and LMAO now.
FEMA, according to Miguel there. FEMA, yes.
Have you noticed that? I mean, this is all by design. This is exactly what this is such a basic point. But I want to hammer this across because it's just like George Orwell talks about, that the language has been dumbed down to the point of a robotic programming, and that when you talk about conspiracy, people are like, there's no such thing, because they don't know what a conspiracy is. They don't know what Merriam-Webster's dictionary is. They don't know what Homo sapiens is. I mean, it's literally... I mean, people are trying to debunk my chemtrails video, saying chemtrails don't exist. When I show you the video of a cloud, and then right next to it is something completely different. It's a chemtrail.
Yeah, dude, we're screwed.
I mean, anyways,
you want to get
a magazine that they want to create a snowless winter in Russia.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Is that a good idea? Does that sound like a good idea?
I sure as fuck don't. Don't eat that snow, kids.
Yes. Miguel just made a good point.
Oh, what?
On wearechangenewjersey.org right now, I posted a video. It's also on Crotch Shot.
Yep.
Barack H.W. Obama. Or something along those lines. Obama equals Bush or whatever it is. That's the idea. Mm-hmm. And it shows all these clips about Obama, how he said one thing as a candidate and now how he lied now that he's in office. And basically, there's a clip in there with George Stephanopoulos as Obama. Let me read you the dictionary definition of what a tax is. Just laughs when he says that a tax is imposed by an authority figure. As soon as he says the word, Obama just giggles.
Just like you do.
He denies the dictionary definition of a tax.
Yeah, he also denies the dictionary definition of an American.
I knew you were going to say that.
Motherfucker. Obama makes him look like he's reaching. Mars is closer to the sun than Earth. Yeah, it is. My Aunt Sally cooks nine pies. How's that poem go? The hubby remember the
and see
planets?
And see, it's on the cover of Time magazine. It's his war now. And yet black people, well-meaning black people, they're just useful idiots who buy into Barack Obama. They're like, oh, but it's all George Bush's fault.
Yep.
They still can't admit basic things. They can't admit, I mean, they think that this is the only troop surge that Obama has done. No, Obama has searched troops before. He just didn't tell anyone about it because they have their own schedule that they don't tell the public about.
Obama's a taint.
They've done at least nine surges, and it's up on We Are Changed New Jersey and Crotch Shot, that article. Obama's nine surges. Just Google it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Every animal rights activists get up in arms when Obama swats a fly, but they don't care. All these liberals that hated George Bush, now they say it's good that we're bombing the hell out of Pakistan and possibly Yemen.
What the hell? Look, I just fixed the shit over here and I had a fucking drone just drop the nuke in my fucking house. The fuck am I going to do now?
This he is was flying by, bringing home the bacon to his maggot children,
look,
and Obama
look,
swats him.
Look,
What a brutal murderer.
Jesus Christ.
Meanwhile, the global government is openly being announced. They're laughing in our face.
Meanwhile, back in Pakistan, Omar comes home from work, ready to feed his family. What the hell is that? Oh, shit, there's a drone.
I mean, literally. I mean, folks, I know that this is entertaining. We tend to get carried away sometimes. But
yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, go to... Matter of fact, I'm going to post this in the chat so you can vote on it yourself.
Post it.
There we go. Temporary name.
You want to talk about Charlie Sheen?
Oh, well, I'll mention that. That's not really
talk about
I don't know if we'll have time to get to that.
Yeah, we got time.
The point I wanted to make is it doesn't matter if 98% is for a new investigation of 9/11. Should Obama commission a new investigation, worldfor911truth.org. Okay, 98%, and it's only about 1,000 people who voted.
Yeah.
But still, that's like 990 out of 1,000. Only 10 people said, no, we shouldn't investigate 9/11. I mean, do you understand how arrogant these people are? He surges 30,000 troops, and then the next day or the next week, he gets a peace prize. I mean, I can't stress that these are basic things, but you have to own up to how weird it's like we're in the Twilight Zone. We really are in the Twilight Zone. Where you say, look, did you know that he's bailing out the banks when they don't need it? Did you know that he's surging troops, just like Bush? Did you know that he's continuing the Patriot Act? And they're like, no, he's not.
Of course he's not.
Or they're like, stop blaming Obama. Why don't you criticize other people instead? Or how come you didn't criticize Bush? I said, where have you been the past 8 years? All I've done is expose George Bush. All I've done is expose the New World Order. You know? And they say, we don't do enough, Louis. We're bad because we don't talk about reptilians.
I'm tired of people coming up to me and asking about fucking reptilians. Oh, hold on. We got another caller. Yo, New York.
Hello?
That's something. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing?
Hey, so far so good. We're talking about the corruption of the government and where the fuck this country's going. How can I help you? What you want to talk about?
Talk about whatever y'all want to talk about. Let's talk about everything. Let's talk about the corruption.
Well, we were just talking about a new investigation into 9/11 and how Obama is continually covering up for George Bush's ass by saying that's all in the past and we shouldn't look into it.
Exactly.
That's because they partners, man. They partners. Obama's a puppet. That's all he is.
Exactly.
But you know, see, you and I know that, but how come the general public still denies that that's happening?
Why? Because Jay-Z and all these other idiots represent him, and they've all blinded by that. Blinded by the first wannabe black president. He's not even all black. He's half white.
Yeah, the first caramel-colored president.
Yeah, we call him Nigger Charlie on the show. That's because he doesn't, he goes by Barry Sotero, he goes by Barack Hussein Obama. Fuck it, just call him Nigger Charlie because, you know what, niggas fuck shit up.
Yeah, you can say that again.
You know, that's all they do.
Basically.
He's ignorant as hell, he's going to Japan, bowing to the son of the motherfucker that ordered the bombing of Pearl Harbor. He's bombing to his son like it's all good. I mean, how you a president and you're bowing to other world leaders? I mean, how does that make you look? That's like,
yeah, he's bitch made.
Yeah, really, for real.
That's all he can do is talk. So he's going to comply to everybody else except us,
now,
the people that live in the United States.
Yeah. Now, caller,
money out to everybody. All this, what they should do is give everybody $100,000, every household, and watch us put it back in the economy. Because if you put $100,000 in everybody's hand in the hood.
Exactly. I mean, isn't it funny how they're calling for a second stimulus package,
man,
and Obama is saying, oh, you guys didn't spend the money correctly. Well, you shouldn't have. That's like giving $1,000 to a homeless crack addict and expecting he's going to invest that money correctly.
Yeah. You know, seriously, if we give all that money to the hood, let's just be real. You know how many fucking record labels would just spring up for no reason?
It's not just record labels, my man. You think about it. Listen, I live in a middle-class neighborhood from the Bronx. Tell them, baby.
Right. Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Where are you calling from?
From the Bronx, New York. My name is Anthony, by the way.
Oh,
Anthony. Glenn.
Go, let's go Yankees!
Yeah, that's right, baby. Yankees again next year, this year. I mean, I'm a little upset they traded Melky Cabrera. But anyway, if you put $100,000 to everybody in the hood, you know, these people in the hood, most of them, material things mean everything. So if they want to make the economy better, you give $100,000 to everybody in the hood, they're going to go buy cars. They're going to go buy more clothes. They're going to go buy more furniture to make their house look good, more TVs. Of course, they're going to buy the bling because they're idiotic idiots. You know, we'll make the economy better. Not them, not the banks, not the insurance companies, not GM.
Yeah, well, Anthony, have you heard of WeArechange.org?
No, I haven't heard of that. Actually, I got talk to you guys by some girl named Anna. And she told me to call, so I called.
Oh, Anna? Oh, that's my cousin. Wait, where did you meet her at?
Well, I met her through this website, and we were kicking, and she told me to call.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, Anthony, I'm calling from Jersey City right across the river, and we've been doing this radio show for over a year now, and a lot of our predictions that we've made have come true. They're now saying that we need body scanners, full three-dimensional naked body images, total pornography that they can then keep on a database and then jerk off to if they want later. I mean, the reaction to this underwear bomber guy is just totally off the charts.
Yeah.
He's going to bring us down before anybody else brings us up.
I mean, they're really bringing down the hammer on the American people right now. They want to install these body scanners in airports. They want to put them in college campuses. They want to put them everywhere in your local mall. You know, can you imagine going through a detailed 600-question interview before boarding a plane each time you wanted to fly?
Yeah, think about it. Think about it. You walk in to buy yourself some leche and you know, they scan your body and they see your bicho on the screen.
I don't mind. I don't have nothing to worry about when it comes to that point. But
but that's the point, is that they could set you up, sir. They could just lie, just like they set up drug dealers. They set up revolutionaries like the Black Panthers. They set up Martin Luther King. They killed him.
Right, but they do that already, setting us up.
Yeah, but you want to make it easier for them?
Of course not. But they're going to do what they want to do. They're the government.
We need to boycott the airlines then, because this is outrageous.
Nah, I don't travel anyway. I drive everywhere. I don't like.
Yeah, well, then they're going to put GPS in your car. They're talking about new vehicles. They want to make a law so that way new vehicles have a straw that you blow into, so that way you're not drunk before the motor starts.
The point is, we're living in a matrix system that's being unveiled to the public right now. Even though all the grid has been in place for quite some time, they're now saying, hey, yes, everything is under surveillance, and we are God, basically.
Well, you might laugh at me right now, but the movie's been telling us this for years.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen Avatar?
Yeah, I've seen Avatar.
Now, what do you think? Can you tell the listeners what you think about that?
That's the government showing you how can they take over anything they want to take over anytime
they
want.
Oh, yeah, big time. And you try to explain basic. See, it's a very fancy, slick propaganda, because they get you to think it's an anti-war film, when really that's just a cover story to sell you on a whole bunch of other things like microchips, the augmented reality where you become the blue person. You know, you have to merge with the machinery. That's the future, is becoming half alien, half human, half machine people. I mean, it's just unbelievable programming in there. But can you talk about that a little bit, like the Borg and the microchips agenda?
Well, you know, I'm not, you know, in that area, I'm not too really, my knowledge on that is not too up to par, but.
All right, well,
crazy.
Can I make a suggestion then?
It is crazy what these people can
there's
do.
There's a PBS special that they did, actually, in 2007. You could Google it or YouTube, type in Worldwide Mind, and they actually did a special saying it's the next step, that first we had text messages, then we had emails, and then eventually we all became connected by computer chips in our brains that's going to create an internet of brains.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Where each brain is connected to everybody else's brain, and we can just all become one. It's so beautiful.
Yes.
The Matrix. Just enjoy it.
Transhumanism.
That's basically what they're trying to say with this Avatar movie, but nobody seems to get it.
Basically, you're right. The next step is, like, remember that movie Demolition Man, when they put on those headsets to have sex?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's not funny. I mean, Wired Magazine and all these other major scientific magazines are saying that 20 to 30 years from now, we're all going to be having sex with robots and marrying robots.
Yeah, I got a feeling they're going to put... So speaking about
I'm going to make a video about this. This is just hardcore propaganda.
Yeah, speaking about putting Wesley Snipes on ice, yo.
Tell me about it. Well, I don't know about having sex with robots. Hopefully, I'll be dead by then.
Hey, well, you never know. Maybe robots will get freaky. You know how hard is it to get your woman to give you anal? I mean, come on. Maybe you get a robot.
Well, I don't know. I don't have a wife right now. I'm a single father,
Well, hey, I'm glad you're calling into the show, because we are trying to be a resource, a voice for the people, a platform where you can vault your issues in your neighborhood, in your life, exposing bullshit on all levels. And also, if you have the time, I want you to check out my website, wearechangenewjersey.org.
And crotchshotsradio.com. We do a lot, I'm from Brooklyn myself. You know, we do a lot of local news. We try to cover a lot of the news that you're not going to hear on
the
channel.
How about the politicians with Acorn? Tell them about how you...
You go on... I did a little quick research, found 30 New York State politicians who are supporters of Acorn. In fact, one of which that I know off the top of my head just got elected as city comptroller, who handles the money of New York City, John Liu, who's also been exposed as a Chinese communist. Yeah, he got elected.
Wow.
But yes.
I mean, everything is backwards in America now. That's the, like I said, that's the important message to take away from this, year-end broadcast. All we've seen throughout the year 2009 is nothing but in-your-face, corruption, just in-your-face looting. $23.7 trillion is missing from the Federal Reserve since Obama became elected and gave away all the money and the bailouts to European banks, yes, to foreign corporations that we don't even know who they are. And Ben Bernanke gets Time Magazine Person of the Year, and then even then, that still people don't know who he is, even though he's on the cover of Time Magazine. You show people a picture of Rihanna, and people say, oh, yeah, that's Rihanna. You know, it's that singer girl. You show people a picture of Ben Bernanke and they say, who's that? Is that George Bush's cousin? I mean, and not to mention that Obama is cousins with George Bush. That's a fact.
Sir, do you know that
Obama's cousins with Bush and Cheney? Yeah, look that up if you don't believe me.
And wow. Do you know that the Federal Reserve, the people that are in charge of printing our money, they are a privately owned bank. They're not a government agency.
Wow. See? Wow. You know, it's funny. We talk about this in the hood every day.
I mean, yo, Anthony, I mean, you need to tell your people, especially blacks and Latinos, to wake up to the fact that Obama is literally, he's distantly, but how can you be related to the former vice president and president?
And it's not just the blacks. Yo, I'm a Puerto Rican too.
It's a royal dynasty.
You know how pissed off I am with Sotomayor? You know how big of a fraud that bitch is, and she's Puerto Rican too? I'm fucking embarrassed.
Yeah, I mean, at first
all these people do is brag about how they're role models and how they love power. They're on such power trips. And Barney Frank, gay congressman, he's supposedly a voice for gay people. No, he's not. He's a corrupt Wall Street pig. I mean, they're all bought and paid for by Wall Street, basically.
But that's not how this society is. The rich are the toughest, and us middle class are the weakest, and the poor is rich also.
Oh, my God. It's so refreshing to talk to you. You got to check out, we had, what's the guy's name, Louis, who made the game?
Oh, we had Michael Risotto. He made the game, 2011, Obama's Coup Fails. It's on YouTube. We have it.
It's like a social network, but it's also a game where you can gain points by educating yourself on the New World Order.
You guys are on every day?
We're on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. on crotchshotradio.com/listenlive. Tell your peeps, we're on iTunes and Zoom and Zencast. Just search for the Crotch Shot Radio Show because we kick the issues in the balls.
I have another question. So how can I get to know your cousin Anna, too, though?
She told you to come on?
Yeah.
She's usually our weather girl.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah, nah. I don't know, man. That's something you gotta discuss with her, man. I don't know. She you know, I stay out of her love life.
No, I don't know about anything about love yet, but you know, getting to know her, that's it.
Yeah, I stay out of that because she a grown ass chick and she'll cut my balls off if I try anything.
Damn, that's beautiful. If she could do that and be as fine as she is, damn, I'll definitely fall in love.
You know, so, you know, she,
I'm glad we're coming together, gentlemen. This is what it's all about. It's all about peace and unity and diversity and not fighting with each other over issues that don't matter, like race.
You're right about that. But you know what? If we could get rid of half of the black people that live in New York, I wouldn't mind it.
But that's because they've... And it's not just black people, but
you're right about that.
There is a sense of entitlement where people are just fat and happy, and as long as there's a six-pack in the fridge and a box of chicken,
that's
everything
not
is
true,
okay.
Bro. You know what I'm saying? That's not true at all. I'm not saying that Latinos are much more perfect, but I live in an area...
That's my problem, because I'm white. That's why we do this radio show, sir, is because I'm white, and I get looked at weird because I'm for peace and I'm against the war. They say, oh, how come you're trying to... You know, Whitey thinks he's in control, basically, and really we're getting screwed just as bad as everyone else.
In that case, we got to get rid of the Dominicans as well.
Well, I don't know about that. I grew up with Dominicans. Not all of them, but some of them are real cool. But to me, the blacks are the most piece of shit. They're the ones who envy the most, the jealous. The jealousy is ridiculous. It's like... Especially against us Puerto Ricans, like envy us.
Mark Dice made the point that people's YouTube subscriptions show their stupidity. I mean, what did we see as soon as Obama was elected? We got a nigger president, and it's coming from black people calling themselves niggers. I mean, right. I mean, you cannot make this stuff up. I'll never have to pay for my mortgage ever again. Oh, Lord. I mean, just so
yo,
over the top.
Funny, yo. I was on the 2 train one time, and this like, not older black lady, but she was like in her 30s, and there was this old white guy. He must be 67, and the train was packed. And, you know, it was, like, in the corner of the train. I don't know if you know, you've been in this 2 train. But anyway, she didn't want to move over because there was enough for 2 people. She tells the guy, oh, haven't you heard there's a black president now? I don't have to get up from my seat or move over.
Yeah, Louis like did a prank call about that.
Yeah, in fact, hold on. Let me play that prank.
He called Blockbuster Video, and the shook-ass white lady just gets intimidated because Louis's like, oh, we got a black president now. I don't got to put up with you. But it's all a prank call, and it just shows how cowardly American people are.
Yeah, here we go.
There's nothing you people won't take.
Happy holidays. Thanks for calling Black Pussy Assassin.
Yeah, I got a fucking bone to pick with one of you guys.
A what?
I got a bone to pick with one of you guys.
Okay.
All right, look, I was just there. I rented Curious Case for Benjamin Button, right?
Okay.
Yeah. When I fucking opened the box, it was a gay fucking porno disc.
You're just wasting my fucking time now, man.
Look, don't be a fucking... Oh, really? Okay. Game on.
Holidays, this is Melody of Blockbuster. Can I help you?
Yeah, who is the dude that just hung up the phone?
I'm not sure. What can I help you with, though?
Okay, look, I ordered... I'm very upset right now. I was just there. I rented Curious Case for Benjamin Button.
Okay.
I opened it. It's a fucking porno disc.
Oh, my. Okay, well, you can absolutely bring that back, and we'd be more than happy to refund that to you.
Refund it? I'm about to take this shit to my lawyer. Because, no, this is some bullshit. I'm trying to have a nice family night, and it's fucking Dale the Bone some shit.
Okay, there's no need to curse at me because
what
I didn't
no
do it.
What do you mean there's no need to curse? I mean, look, how would
I
you
didn't
feel?
Physically put that inside the case, sir, but
I would hope not. I would hope not. I would hope not because you sound like a nice lady, but, you know, I'm thinking there's some racist shit going on here.
Some what?
I think there's some racist shit going on over here.
Over where? At the store?
Yes, because I'm black, and then you freaking put a porno disc while I'm trying to rent some, Curious Case for Benjamin Button.
That's absolutely absurd. There's absolutely nothing to do
okay,
with
well
that.
Okay, well then you're going to have to discuss it with Al Sharpton, okay?
Sir, if you could
what?
Just listen to me for a second.
Okay, I'm listening.
If
you
there
know, Obama,
is
Obama's,
fact,
Obama's president. We don't have to put up with this shit no more.
I know. I voted for him, sir.
Oh, good for you. Yeah, now you put porno disc in black man's...
No, I did not do that, and I apologize. Again, this is very unlikely that this happened to
very unlikely.
One person, but
yeah,
I'd be more than happy to refund you.
All right, well, you really got to talk to the other guy, because I try to freaking pull up my concerns, like, oh, this is bullshit, and then he hangs up on me like I'm some nigga on the block. I won't put up with this shit.
Absolutely. I apologize for that, and I would be more than happy to refund that. And again...
You need to fire that guy because, you know, this is some racist shit.
I will handle the situation, but as far as the movie, you would need to bring it back, and we would be more than happy to give you several free rentals for the inconvenience, okay?
All right. I'm on my way, and that guy's there. We're throwing down. I'm coming with all
well,
my peace.
There's no threats that need to happen, sir.
I'm not threatened. No, it's not a threat. It's not a threat.
I will take care of you.
A threat is if you don't do something, then I'll do something. No, I'm just saying I'm coming 30 deep.
Okay, well, I can't have that, and I need to know that you're going to remain calm if you come into the store.
We'll be calm until I see that motherfucker that hung up on me.
I think it was a little bit of a miscommunication, sir. We apologize, but we would be more than happy to refund you.
Look, my uncle was one of the Black Panthers. We don't deal with this shit.
There is nothing racist going on here, sir. I absolutely...
Why? Because you guys are by New York University? You guys are all hoity-toity? Think you got it like that? Why? Because I can't paint on a fucking canvas? You got to put porno in a fucking black man's movie? Come on.
We're a family store, sir. We don't even carry that in the store.
Well, then someone brought it from home and thought it was funny to hide it in Curious Case for Benjamin Button.
It could have been overlooked. Like I said, come into the store and we'll take care of you, okay?
Okay, well, I'm on my way.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, shit.
Yep, that's crushshotradio.com/pranks for all your pranking needs.
Got her right there. You got her.
Yeah, she heard her. She was started shitting herself.
Basically. You know why? You know why?
I voted for him, sir. And on and on and on. And the American people's spirit is so broken, they will just put up with everything.
Yo, you know you sound like the guy from WFAN?
Who sounds like WFAN?
What is WFAN?
The fan. That's a sports...
Fan. The sports network. I mean, sports show. I forgot.
I don't know. I mean, I used to do Skype shows.
Hey,
I mean,
Mikey. Hey, Mikey.
I just ride shotguns to Louie because Louie's doing a good thing. You know, we're all conditioned to be locked in our culture, whether it's Anglo-American culture or Latino culture or Black culture. All these so-called cultures are actually nothing more than manufactured propaganda systems designed to keep us enslaved in certain paradigms that we never think outside the box. And it's just really time to wake up, you know, and stop worrying about Oprah and Taylor Swift and start focusing on
bang the hell out of Taylor Swift. I was looking at some of her pictures last night. She would get doggy styled in a second. I'm just saying.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yep. but you treat my cousin with respect or I have to kick ass.
No, but going back to a question that I asked earlier, now that we got some people here, what do you think about Anthony and others in the chat room online? What do you guys think about the fact that people are now tuning into the Satanist? I mean, I really am reluctant to use that word because it's not all satanic, but a lot of these things, like Jay-Z's Take Back This Town, or no, Run This Town, it's all about Skull and Bones and fire and Lucifer and black sunglasses. It's just, what do you guys think about that? Because that's being talked about all over the blogs, how Kanye West sold his soul to the devil. He spit it in a new rap, allegedly, or like Rihanna is always doing weird Masonic hand signals and Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga covers her eye. They always do that all-seeing eye thing.
Mm-hmm. What was that?
With the triangle.
Yeah, let Anthony talk. What?
To me, it's because their money's up there. They up there now. They're in a certain level. What's that other culture they got? Which one is it? The one that you got to have certain money to be down with?
Freemasons?
Freemasons. There you go. Supposedly, they're all Freemasons. That's what everybody talks about in... Everywhere I go, that's what everybody talks about. Oh, Jay-Z's a Freemason.
That's everywhere I go now. That conspiracy theories are the talk of the town.
Yeah, I mean, really, if you get a chance on YouTube, there's this movie called The Jay-Z Deception. This guy called Forerunner 777. He actually breaks it down by album, what level of Freemasonry he is, and the imagery of his videos on how they're all demonic and just in Freemasonry, like the whole skull and crossbones type of shit.
You know, and you know, I'm glad we got into this because as we approach 2010, mm-hmm. people are really going to start to realize that this shit is everywhere. Sherlock Holmes, the new movie, is filled...
Oh, yeah.
With Illuminati symbolism, just like Avatar, just like Watchmen. They're really gearing us up for some kind of major event.
Oh, yeah, they are.
I'm going to be releasing a couple of videos, hopefully, later.
Yeah,
tonight.
I mean, look, like Anthony mentioned earlier, how they're preparing us for in the movies. We talk about that all the time.
I made a film about that.
Yeah,
9/11, 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Exactly. On all the symbology and all how movies are just made to prepare
you
for shit.
And there's new stuff coming out all the time that we didn't even know about. That's what's so amazing. I just put out a video on my channel, youtube.com/wearechangenj. It's also on my channel, MuskDuh.
What the hell does that even mean?
I mean,
MuskDuh.
It's an inside joke. But there's, I mean, we have the video of this movie that I've never even seen called The Long Kiss Goodnight.
Oh, yeah. I've actually seen that with Angie
and they
Davis.
They joke about blowing up the World Trade Center and blaming it on Muslims.
Yeah.
Just throwing it in your face, 1996.
And here's the thing. In that movie, they also, the chick, she's a mind-controlled assassin that got deprogrammed somehow.
Also, and, what's that movie with Will Smith and Gene Hackman?
Enemy of the State.
Enemy of the State. That's another true story. Like, you, if you look at it, oh, they can track you down with anything in your house from satellite. That, how long ago was that movie?
I think that came out back in 98.
And look, now supposedly no more free TV. Why is that? They control the TV now. Why? Because now you have to have a certain...
98.
Now you have to have a certain box in your house if you don't have cable.
And you know what's really crazy? How you watch YouTube now and advertisements pop up in the middle of advertisements. And then soon they're going to have mini games in the middle of advertisements, and you'll just become mesmerized, and you'll forget why you were even watching it in the first place.
Exactly.
Well, it's like they say the rich. Like I had a conversation with this one older black guy over here. The dude, we were talking about the same thing now, but he got even deeper. It's true what they say. All right, look at Bernie Madoff. How come he's not in a regular federal prison? Because they sent him.
Because
to
it's always an inside job. It's always the same thing over and over and over again. That's why.
There you go. And they don't want nobody else, black Latinos and other white people like Italians and all the career criminals, learning what he has learned over the years. What he knows, the knowledge is true. The rich people, they don't have that much knowledge. They just copycat what everybody else, and take their idea. And get rich off of it. That's all they do because they got the money. It's like Jay-Z. I don't know if you read an article about Beanie Siegel. He takes a lot of the young artists that he has, hears them rapping in the studio, takes the beat, switches the beat around, add a few words, and then he comes out first because he has the power to come out first, and he puts the other guys under the rock because they can't come out without by themselves, and then he comes out looking successful. Come on, he has too many albums that are too successful. I don't care what you say. I don't think he's better than Biggie Smalls or Tupac. If Tupac or even Big Pun were out, he would not be where he's at. There's no way in hell.
Oh, well, they killed Pac. They killed Pac and Puffy. I do believe Puffy killed,
Puffy knew Biggie was going to leave the label one day. And he was worth more dead than alive for him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way I see it. I mean, that's just one man's opinion, but I think so. Because how are you going to have all that money? You're not going to have a bulletproof SUV in a state that you know you got a lot of beef with, that West Coast don't even like East Coast, and you're not going to hire security, and then you're going to let him sit in the front seat by himself? You know, we can go on and on with that, but...
Yeah.
It's all a system, like you said, man. That's all that is.
Yep.
And we got to live in it, because ain't nobody going to hear us. Nobody's going to hear me. I'm nobody.
Exactly.
Even if I go out and preach in the middle of Times Square on New Year's Eve, I'll get locked up.
Ain't that weird how that works out?
Of course. But if you get a rich person that wants to talk about something else, they'll leave them alone, and they'll talk about it. Matter of fact, 50 Cent was on a show last night on Channel 13 talking about his first movie, Get Rich, Die Trying, how he was promoting his posters in his movie, and they were protesting because he had a gun on the side of his hip. And then he said, how come they didn't protest Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie when Mr. and Mrs. Smith, they were both holding guns. And every movie you see with 007, he's pointing the gun at you in every poster they have when they promote it. How come nobody protests that? There's always something, you know? I guess you got to read in between the lines. A lot of people don't.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of people in our community, as long as they're high and drunk and got money in their pocket, they're happy.
Hmm.
You know? And have a chick on their side. What else do they want? They're happy with that.
Exactly. So, Anthony, thanks for being on. We're going to be closing out the show soon. We got to get to commercial.
Yeah, let's take a break and then final segment, a 5-minute wrap up or whatever.
Exactly. It's been a pleasure. You guys,
Free. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to start fucking with you guys. I like this show.
Very good.
And check out We Are Changed New Jersey on Facebook and our website and on YouTube.
Yep, and remember that's CrotchShotRadio.com. We're on iTunes, Zoom, you know, for free. This is free.
Yeah.
So, you know, tell your peoples, you know, because that's all we're about is fucking up the left-right paradigm or any type of paradigms, you know?
So you guys have seen that when it was on the internet, that Loose Change 9/11 then, huh?
And we know the guys that made it.
Yeah. You know, you see how fast they took that out? It was on the internet for a while, and then they finally take it out. I wish a lot of people could see that. That would open a lot of people's eyes.
It shows the example of the people, the power of the people to take action.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. All right, gentlemen, you have a great night, and tell your cousin I say hi, by the way, buddy.
All righty.
All right, then. Peace.
Too bad my cousin don't exist. This segment of the Crotch Shot Radio Show was sponsored by No Sweat, 100% union-made apparel. Just check them out. Go to thecrotchshotradioshow.com and click the top banner. That is No Sweat Apparel. When you go there, tell them the Crotch Shot Radio Show sent you.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government, and your health officials public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Cross Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
This holiday season, instead of thinking of which fucking iPod to buy and rushing to stores and crushing Walmart employees, here's something to think about. Read from the Citizens Rulebook, a summary of the Communist Manifesto. Communist Manifesto represents a misguided philosophy which teaches the citizens to give up their rights for the sake of the common good. But it always ends in a police state. This is called preventative justice. Control is the key concept. These are 10 points to look out. Abolition of private property. Heavy progressive income tax. Abolition of all rights of inheritance. Confiscation of property of all immigrants and rebels. A central bank. Government control of communications and transportation. Government ownership of factories and agriculture. Government control of labor. Corporate farms. Regional planning. Government control of education. Can anyone see this happening now in the United States, in the Constitutional Republic of the United States? Something to think about. Happy holidays from the Crotch Shot Radio Show. When you visit the Crotch Shot Radio Show website, please make it a habit to click on two or three of the small Google ads. Google pays Crotch Shot Radio a few cents per click-through. We know that Google is a mainstream outlet, but we are using their tools in order to spread the truth. Please visit CrotchShotRadio.com every day. Are you tired of all the bullshit in the world? The time for political correctness is over. Listen to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, hosted by Louis B. with Benny Carnero and Enemy Combatants, live Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern on CrotchShotRadio.com. Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials, no more busy singles waiting on hold or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order, which you can redeem for prices. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com. Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Bitches, the truth has just gotten hotter. Believe it or not, you can get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27.
1, 2, ready, go.
Obama, 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 Obama,
Obama. Cause I gotta cry.
Before all the cold, all bodies are the same to me. No, 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 no.
This is Glenn Z. Are you sick and tired of all the mindless Obama worship in the mainstream media? If so, please consider visiting my website, www.wearechangenewjersey.org.
And oops, forgot to, welcome back to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls for Anthony.
So that was, there is no Cousin Anna.
No, there isn't.
All right, listeners, you have just been bared witness to another Crotch Shot Radio live info prank, where we turn the bullshit and we alchemically transmute it into good and awareness. And people who are, you know, maybe usually looking for pussy on Craigslist, or they're normally into mainstream media monoculture, the culture of death is what I call it, what it really is. They become informed, and then they spread that information, and then he's going to tell his friends to tune into our show, and he lives in the Bronx. He's going to, believe me, they're not going to like it when the whole ghetto uprises against their agenda. Because I just... I'm going to send this link to you guys right now. it's just the Black Agenda Report. I've actually known about this for a while. I just became a fan of them on Facebook. It's a news service, and they are anti-Obama. If you go on the page right now, it says, who do you think Obama's working for, us or his greedy corporate friends? What is it going to take for Americans to call out Obama on his bad decision-making? It has been almost a year, and nothing good has come of it. So, ladies and gentlemen, subscribe to the Black Agenda Report. Realize that there are black people out there who are not being fooled by Nigga Charlie,
hey,
by
fuck,
long-legged Mac Daddy, whatever it is you want
to
call him.
Subscribe to us, damn.
And by the way, nigga is not a bad word. If you research the history, the etymology of it, it means king. From the Hebrew root, ng, which means to reign.
Mm.
But we're not going to get into linguistics because people don't even know what linguistics are. Or what African-American history is, or anything. People don't know anything. That's why you have to create groups like the Black Agenda Report, which explain, hey, look, not all black people are going along with this. And that's what I try to do in my videos. Go to my YouTube channel,
youtube.com/WeAreChangeNJ, and you will see a video on there right now called We Are Change, Not Obama, where a young black guy that I met for the very first time at the street action came up to me and said, hey, you guys are on some real serious deep shit. I like what you guys are about, and I want to say something. So he said something about we, the American people, it's up to us to come together and overthrow this unconstitutional government. I mean, Louis, you want to speak on the issue of race being a Latino and how Latinos are being sold in a bunch of tyranny?
Oh, goodness. Look, everybody just always considers us Mexicans and of course, and their major problem. Not all Hispanics are Mexicans, and we're not, you know, not all of us, are a bunch of ignorant assholes. I mean, in fact, a lot of us are gonna wanna fight for this country when the shit hits the fan. So
yeah, that's why my next question was gonna be, what do you think is gonna happen when the shit hits the fan? I mean, are black people just gonna start killing black people? Is it gonna be a
race war? It's gonna be a race war. So
black versus white.
Yeah, it's gonna watch.
And
gonna,
who do you think is gonna initiate, the black people because they realize how much Obama has screwed them?
Oh,
or is it going to be the white people?
White people love Wayne Brady because Wayne Brady makes Brian Gumbel Malcolm X. I don't know. I don't know who's going to start it. I can't do this. I'm just looking
at the spirit of liberty. Is it infectious? Is it not, Louie?
Oh, it is. It is. I mean, notice how this guy, his eyes were like, what? Oh,
I mean, you talk about, oh, wait, hold on. I want to go into overdrive a little bit. Talk about a little bit about your reaction to the video of the lady waking up to 9/11 truth.
No, dude, I was like, you actually see the light bulb being turned on in our head. So I mean, it's hilarious. It's not hilarious, but it's inspiring. It's like, okay, she's like, bing.
And people still want to deny it. Like, no, there's no such thing as people talking to each other on the street. You're crazy. People don't share opinions. You know, there's no such thing as community discussions. There's no such thing as activism. You're crazy. Don't talk about it. I mean, what is wrong with you people? Okay, before we get too angry and ramped up, I wanted to plug this event. I wanted to make sure I plug this. Free screening in Jersey City, New Jersey, of Loose Change 9/11 and American Coup with Daniel Sinjata in studio. We will have Daniel Sinjata, and we're also probably going to do a small street action afterwards.
Oh, that's right.
We're going to have some kind of interview with Sinjata to then promote We Are Change New Jersey so we get even bigger. Because
yes,
people recognize celebrities. Just like people don't believe something until some authority figure tells them. You know, just like we warned you about body scanners, but you don't want to believe us. Because we're just little old Crotchshot Radio. We're just little old We Are Changing New Jersey.
Yeah, man, you're just a bunch of little girls standing in front of a camera doing MySpace pictures with you in the bra and panties. I don't know.
Folks, it's time to get educated. It's time to stop subscribing to ouch, he bit me. The baby Charlie, he bit my finger or whatever. I mean, the internet is just the dumbest place ever, and we need to really take it back with the information. So I want to plug this event, free screening of Loose Change. Danny Sinjata will be there, and it's at the Five Corners Library. In conjunction with the JC Peace Movement, we are presenting a film screening, a new documentary narrated by the Tony Award nominee and star of the FX show Rescue Me. A personal appearance by Mr. Sinjata will take place in the form of question and answer after the film, and there will be free food and free refreshments, and it's open and free to the public. So please come to Five Corners Library, which is located at 678 Newark Avenue, Jersey City, New Jersey, 07306. Once again, that's the Mildred H. Hunk Auditorium on the side of the library. It's a separate but it's part of the same building. It's a library auditorium, movie theater, at the Five Corners Library, 678 Newark Avenue, Jersey City, New Jersey, 07306 is the zip code. And if you have any other questions, you can go to jcpubliclibrary.org, or you can call the following number, 201-547-4543. Once again, that's jcpubliclibrary.org.
Exactly. Bada bing, bada boom, bada bang. We got the G-Man. We got the G-Man up in here. He was actually... Very good man to have. He was on the show yesterday. Very conservative, talked about everything. So G-Man, welcome G-Man.
Who that?
Talk to you chat room.
Oh, okay, I'm not in that one. But oh my God, the comments on our show are just outrageous. But it's even more outrageous when I go to Prison Planet. It's even more outrageous when I look at some of these other blogs.
Bro rapist.
Do you know where I get my news from? I get my news from James Corbett of the Corbett Report. I get my news from Russia Today, which is, you know, they're not unbiased, but nobody's perfect. You know, I find them to be very informative most of the time. I get my news from Tenebrous T YouTube channel. I get my news from Safety Joe on MySpace. I get my news from people like Louis B of CrotchShotRadio.com.
Damn Skippy.
I mean, you need to really start
looking
beyond what the New York Times and USA Today has to offer, although we do carry some of their stories. But most of the time, you know, people say, well, if you're against the mainstream media, how come you quote them so much? It's to point out the fact that they're trying to sell us on a bunch of bullshit. Most of the time, they act like body scanners are good. They act like the New World Order is good. They act like Obama is not being criticized. They act like the economy is fine. They act like there's no such thing as corruption. I mean, that's why they're going under, not because of the economy, because nobody's reading their crap, because it's filled with lies.
Yeah.
So that is the overall message of 2009. The power of the people to take action. Resistance is not futile, okay? We need to realize that you can use my film, use 9/11/2001, A Space Odyssey, as a tool to wake up your friends and family who are still sleeping. Give it to them as a present. Burn it to disc. It's on Veracity Videos. It's on YouTube. Just get it out there. Download the video, re-upload it on your channel, burn it to disk, get it out there, show people the predictive programming. This is what's important. Just like the, I mean, we did an episode about this, but just like Obama, the concept of a black president was predictively programmed on television through Morgan Freeman and other actors. And movies and TV. That's all they do is work with the Pentagon, Hollywood and the Pentagon, and Wall Street and Washington, D.C., working together to screw you. I mean, please wake up. Please smell the fascism. Realize that we're all under mind control. And we will smash them. We will destroy their evil plans.
Amen.
Yeah, well, I mean, instead of amen, I think we should just all start saying word up.
Word up.
To your face. Anything else, Lou?
So, anyway, this 2009 has been a very interesting...
Has been brought to you by the letter H.
Yes. For hell.
For Barack H. Obama.
And hell. So, anyway, this 2009... Oh, goodness. What can you say?
Please check out the videos. We've also reviewed...
I thought you wanted me to... You know, Jesus Christ, let me fucking finish. My New Year's resolution is to stop Glenn from fucking always interrupting me when I'm trying to...
Don't watch Avatar. Instead, go read our reviews of it.
Yes. In fact, go watch Sherlock Holmes. I'm going to watch Sherlock Holmes before I watch this. Or watch Ninja Warrior. Ninja Warrior was fucking more entertaining.
Yeah, just enjoy the New World Order.
Enjoy, yeah, enjoy. Get off the grid, just, pay off all your bills.
Well, you know what, Louis?
Get run into the woods and do shit for yourself. And
I might not be able to join you as much anyway in the coming year because I'm going to be on an epic quest ramping up my development, my actions here.
Right.
But, you know, we'll still collaborate. I'm not saying I'm signing out, but this has been Enemy Combatant for 2009. You can catch my latest works at wearechangednewjersey.org, as always, and check out my YouTube, of course, which will soon just take over the internet. Just get it out there. Just use the resources at your disposal. You know, go to your city hall meetings. Don't let them get away with their fraud. And just really sock it to them. Hit them where it hurts.
Oh.
So, yeah. Thank you, Louis.
Yes. So, yeah. Anyway, this has been Louis B. saying, fuck your mothers. Fuck 2009. I mean, damn. Not fuck your mother.
Fuck Black Bush.
Fuck Black Bush. Fuck the New World Order. Fuck 2009. And Jesus Christ. Fuck this whole decade. Tell you the truth. This has been a Crotch Out Radio. Kiss my ass. Love you, bitches. And, okay, we're I gotta fuck it.
End the show.
I'm ending the show right about now.